Najla Said could be called the Eloise of academia, growing up in New York City as the daughter of Edward Said, the famous Palestinian intellectual, and a sophisticated Lebanese mother. It wasn't rare for Najla to answer the door as a young girl to world-renowned scholars, to sit in on heated political discussions over dinner, or to receive a kiss on the cheek by Yasser Arafat. Yet in spite of her extraordinarily cultured and colorful upbringing, Najla admits to being a young American girl who simply wished to fit in and who often felt conflicted about her cultural background and identity. She writes about this in her new book, Looking for Palestine, Growing Up Confused in an Arab American Family. It's her memoir born out of her popular one-woman show, Palestine, which had a 9-week sold-out run off Broadway. It is a great pleasure to welcome Najla Said to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with
us.
I appreciate it. What got you thinking not only about the memoir, but even going on stage and talking about your life and talking about your upbringing?
Well, it was a very, very strange process. When my father passed away in 2003, I'd originally written what became the sort of meat of the story in the play, which is our family trip to Palestine when I was 18 years old. I actually wrote it as a journal entry on my own in my house by myself, mourning my father. And then a few months later, in a Arab American theater company I'd started with a few other actors, we had decided to do a project in a high school where one performer was that we were associated with, who was Israeli, was going to talk about her experience in the army. And another performer was going to talk about her experience being Arab American, and then I was going to talk about my experience, and I didn't know what to write. So I showed them my journal entry, and then literally, it was 15 minutes, we made a play out of it, and then I was just encouraged to keep developing it. And so I thought, well, why not? I don't have another job. So I worked on it, and it ultimately became an hour and 40-minute play.
I think what's fascinating is that you make the point that, yes, this is a story of an Arab American family, but it is not typical in any way, shape, or form.
No, not at all. And I think that part of that was important to me because I think that it's completely atypical, of course, and different from most people's, most Arab American experiences, but I think that also speaks to the fact that there is not one Arab American experience. And I think what often gets mixed up is this idea that there's this one culture that we're all part of and we all do the same things and have the same religion and are of the same social class. And that's just not how it is. There's 22 countries and 22 Arab countries, and they're vastly different. I can't even understand someone from North Africa when they speak Arabic. It's just a very varied culture, and I think I also wanted that to come out, even though my particular idiosyncrasies of my family are not normal. They're actually very strange. We're all different, and we're all mixed up, and we all have a million different things that we identify with. In other words, it's not just Islam, or it's not just whatever country it is that we happen to be from.
What is interesting about both your memoir and the show is the blend between the political and the personal, and ultimately how seamless that is, because that was your life.
Yeah. And what is so funny is that I just, in sort of doing interviews about this, I realized that was sort of what my I say a lot that I didn't understand my dad's work. I didn't care. I didn't read it. And that's what his work was about, how everything is connected and the personal and the political are always connected. And so in a way, I realized I had absorbed all that he wrote about and thought about and talked about without knowing it, which I found sort of funny.
And to this day, you don't consider yourself to be overly political?
No. I mean, it's very difficult because I have, and this is what my father had. He had a very, and this is what a lot of people don't know, is that my father was a professor of English literature, and he was a very sensitive and empathetic person. And he was very, very personally attached to, you know, the Palestinian question and the Middle East peace process. And he had difficulty with what he had experienced and what he had seen, and he wanted to help and speak out. And I sort of think that I have inherited that aspect of his personality, which is more born out of empathy. It's a sort of caring, but born out of empathy and a desire to sort of get people to move forward and connect and heal. And so I think that in that sense, I end up caring about a lot of issues, but I don't really understand politics or the nonsense of, you know, diplomacy and peace. I just find it tiring and confusing. And I just think that if, you know, you can get if you can get two people in a room and they can work through something, it should be able to go to it should be able to spiral out into the world and create change. And I think it can. I don't know how I feel about politics in general.
Do you think that some of this comes from whatever your background is, but for those of us who are American, that we don't want to get into these political conversations that your father got into because, A, they don't want to be offensive, and B, mm-hmm. they don't want to seem like they're illiterate on the topic, of which they probably or are perceived to should be more literate in.
Yeah, and I think that that's for a variety of reasons, and that's also part of why I wanted to write this, because I, you know, you have this experience when you're Palestinian or Palestinian-American or Palestinian-Chinese or whatever it is that you are. If you say, I'm Palestinian in any configuration, and you say it to someone who's Jewish, or someone says, oh, do you hate Jews? I mean, this ridiculous concept that, like, a Palestinian, by definition, is a person who doesn't like Jewish people. It's very exhausting to try to explain that there was a culture that existed, and then there's a society that has been around for a very long time, and that this is not some sort of, like, as people often say, ancient hatred that goes back centuries. It's really not. I mean, the current Middle East conflict is rooted in 20th century and 19th century politics and history. It's not that old. And it's also caught up with the story of what happened in World War II and the Holocaust, which is a very sensitive subject, as it should be. So I think there's a lot of sidestepping around this issue because people don't want to say anything that could be perceived as anti-Semitic or whatever it is. And the reality is it's just like any other human rights issue. And this is kind of how I learned it from my dad. It's, you know, whatever the reason is or what's going on now, you have to look at what's actually happening on the ground in Israel. And there is a population that doesn't have the same rights as another population, part of the population. And so it's unjust. It's unjust, and it's not fair, and that needs to be addressed. And so I think when people are taught to look at it that way, it becomes less overwhelming. And I think that that's happening a lot more, I think, because of, strangely, the U.S.'s involvement in Iraq and since 9/11 and Afghanistan and all of that stuff. I think people are trying to understand more. So it's getting better.
You relate some very personal details in the book. You have a day-to-day account of your father's illness and mm-hmm. his passing. You talk about your long experience with anorexia. And obviously to talk about those issues both on stage and in a book, I would think to be difficult. But was it more difficult to write about your father than it was about yourself? I just lost both my parents over the last 3 years, I guess. It seems to me that's much more difficult than talking about anything that happened to me personally.
Yes, it's 10 times more difficult. And it's funny, when I rehearsed the play, every time I would get to the section, and in the play, it's like a paragraph. It's not even like in the book, it's like I there's a lot more detail about my dad and my dad's illness and his last days. But in the play, just when I would get to this one part about my father dying, I kept forgetting it. Mm. I kept skipping it. Mm. And my director would say, "You skipped a section." And I was like, "No, I didn't." And it was fascinating to me that I would just automatically not want to go there. And so, yeah, that was incredibly difficult. It was incredibly difficult to write about because it's so personal. And also because he was also a public figure that you, part of me wanted to honor him by letting him be a human being, because I think that so many people forget that no matter who a public figure is, they're a person with a family. And so, you know, right after my father died, there was some website where some guy was like, "Edward Said died. I'm donating thousands of pizzas to the Israeli army." Mm. And it was so hurtful.
Sure.
And just so, like, it made no sense, first of all. But it was just, it hurt me so much. And I thought, well, this is my dad, and he was a human being. And he didn't hurt anybody. He didn't, you know, he believed in equality and social justice. Many people disagreed with him, but he was a good person. And so for me, it was like this overwhelming desire to just really do him justice as a human being in that regard, in the public eye, that helped me write it. But yeah, it was incredibly difficult to sort of relive those days. And the details, it's strange, the details that you remember are so strange. Like, I kept remembering how my shoe was untied this one day, which is a completely strange thing to remember, but I kept looking at my shoe, and I wouldn't tie my shoe, you know. So it's also sort of fascinating to see how your memory works in those specific instances in your life.
It's a beautiful memoir. It's Looking for Palestine, Growing Up Confused in an Arab-American Family. Najla Said, it's a great pleasure to have you on the program. I thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Again, the book is Looking for Palestine, published by Riverhead. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.